Welcome to Photography Adventures Podcast. You like photography? I do too. And this podcast is all about photography. No technical information here, but hey, there's no right or wrong, yes or no answers. It's all about what you feel. So pull up a chair, grab some coffee or your favorite drink, and let's chat about photography. Welcome to Photography Adventures Podcast. I'm Don D. Hester. Today's podcast is a very short one. It's not about a new season or a new episode. It is definitely a new photography adventure for me, and I wanted to share it with you all. I have written a photography book, my very first ever, and have been thinking of ways to promote or market my book. If I don't market, then how else will I share it with you, and how else will you know? You won't, unless it's word of mouth, and that's a 50-50 chance that will happen. So the best way to market is to do it myself. I have my promo card that was sent out prior to the book being available, my blog, my newsletter, social media, and also took the book out to different places to photograph. I thought I could do more. Then one day, something was looking right at me on my desk, the microphone I use for the podcast. Well, there you go. So let's get to the book. The name of my book is If They Could Talk, Everyday Life Through My Eyes with Photography. Let me say that again. If They Could Talk, Everyday Life Through My Eyes with Photography. Inside the book, which is also the tagline I have on my website, is my vision of photography is a little bit of this, a little bit of that, capturing what is here today and may be gone tomorrow. When I finally decided to write a book and begin to gather photographs that I wanted to share, I looked back when I began taking photographs back in the 80s up to today. When I got into photo walks with groups of other photographers, just walking around designated areas, I was shooting to shoot. But each subject was interesting to me in their own way. On top of that, photo walks in small towns, I found the towns to be so interesting because of their history, the characters of the building, the makeshifts of the towns, the quirkiness they have, and so on. On driving along an old road, I pull off to the side of the road and see this fragile little bridge that made me ask myself, what's on the other side? Or is there another side? Walking around, I see more and more how we take things for granted, which a lot of times we don't see what they are at all. Every time I go home to West Virginia, I see things so much different from when I was growing up. Every time I go home, I see the farmlands turning into housing developments that aren't cheap. I go back to places and remember telephone poles that always had a post or a few train cars sitting on the tracks that the rust can't rust anymore. Or getting up early Sunday morning after finding out the old Bloomery Bridge, Charlestown, is being taken down since they have a new bridge to replace it. Everyday life, we take it all for granted. Before I close, I want to give special thanks to my graphic designer, Sean Wilson of Wilson Graphics. When I decided to work on this project, I reached out to Sean to create the book cover. Once I gave him my vision through scribbles on my drawings, he was on it. Promo cards, thank you cards, Sean created them as well. I will put his information here so you can check his work and his website. With the age of AI, well, AI can't do everything just yet. Thanks, Sean. See you on the next adventure. I didn't want to dive deep into the making of my book. First time I ever done this. Learned a lot, but I feel good about the direction I took the book, meaning how I put it together, why I chose a particular format, why I used this company over another company, and a lot more. Maybe I'll share the entire journey in another podcast, episode, maybe the beginning of a new season. I think right now, I'll just place this mic back on the top left corner of my desk. The name of the book, If They Could Talk, everyday life through my eyes with photography. Let me say that again. If they could talk, everyday life through my eyes with photography. Okay. One more time. If they could talk, everyday life through my eyes with photography. You can find my book on Blurb and also on my website. I will put that information here also. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to listen to my special news. Take care. Thank you for listening in to Photography Adventures. You can follow on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Radio Public, Breaker, and Google Podcasts. Make sure you subscribe to iTunes and Spotify. Until next time, peace.